Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of the one most compassionate, most merciful, most kind. This is Mark Silver with Heart of Business. And one of the challenges that we have in fully taking on trust is the difference in understanding between the egoic definition of trust and the heart's understanding of trust. It's perfectly normal, understandable for our ego to want to feel safe, to want everything to work out in our physical world, for us to feel cared for us to make sure that the people that we care for are safe, that there's enough in our bank account. All of these things is what the ego puts trust in. And that's how the ego defines trust, as if the world is working out in a way that feels good. As we know, we can't really trust like that. The world changes too much. There are too many things that are unpredictable. What is available is a deeper sense of trust, the heart's definition of trust. And the heart's definition of trust, the heart's understanding of trust, is that no matter what situation we're in, there is always a path through. No matter where we find ourselves, we can find love, we can find the presence of the divine, we can find hidden support and jewels. And really having trust in ourselves, in our business, in the people around us, in our world, has to do with leaning deeply into understanding the heart's definition of trust. And so let's take a little bit of time to acknowledge all the ways that the ego wants to trust, all of the things that the ego really wants, because they're perfectly understandable. Of course we want enough in our bank accounts. Of course we want our businesses to work. Of course we want the people that we love to be safe and for everyone to be healthy. Of course we want all good things. And so just taking a moment now to acknowledge your desire for all good things. And perhaps noticing how much trust you put into good things. It happens over and over and over again that we put our trust in love, in guidance, in connection to oneness and the divine, and we find a path through. And then, if we find ourselves with money in our bank accounts, in good situation, where everything around us feels like it's working, how quickly our attention moves from the divine, from love, to those things. And then we begin to place trust in our bank account instead of how the bank account filled in the first place. We start to put trust in the things around us rather than the source of those things. We don't want to make those things wrong. Please allow yourself this moment to acknowledge and face the yearning, the desire, the appreciation of having nice things, of having things work out. Of course we want that. And Just noticing the appreciation there, the thankfulness. And what you are doing is you are consciously withdrawing your trust from those things so that you are not trying to stand on them or trust in them in any kind of a lasting sense. And exchanging that trust for appreciation, for thankfulness, for gratitude. See if you can notice where you are actually placing trust in the material world. And see if you can consciously withdraw that trust and replace it with appreciation. Replace it with gratitude. Let yourself express gratitude, express appreciation for each thing that you have in your life that feels like it's working out, feels like something that you desire. Notice the difference between trying to trust in your bank account versus showing appreciation for your bank account. And anything else that you notice in your life. Noticing the difference in your heart between appreciation and trust. And letting the appreciation fill up those spaces as you surrender trust back to the heart, back to the divine. And now, as you turn away temporarily from the physical world and all of those things that you were expressing appreciation for, and bringing your attention to your heart, to the deeper realms of your heart, and your heart's connection to love and the divine, and just starting to ask, to remember, is love available even here? Is the divine present even here? Starting to become aware of your heart's connection to the divine, calling the remembrance, calling the name through the open doorway of your heart. And letting yourself become aware of all the times, all the situations that when you looked, that when you took the time to look, when you took the time to remember, that you could find love, that you could find the divine, that you could find guidance and intuition and a way through. And there might have been grief, and there might have been change, and there might have been pain, but there was still love, and there was still the divine. Allowing your trust. And in this case, trust looking like the full weight of your being, depending on, leaning into, standing on the certainty of that presence. The certainty of the path revealed, the certainty of the heart's connection, the certainty of the presence of love and the divine. Allah. Just letting that open, asking to be shown. Staying in remembrance, bringing all of that trust to the source of your existence, Allah. Noticing how it feels. Letting yourself rest. Letting go more and more. Noticing any tension in your body. Noticing any place where you're still trying to hold yourself up. Still trying to take on responsibility for outcome. Still trying to figure it out on your own. As if you were alone. And each time finding a tension, a withholding, a constriction, and letting that constriction rest into the presence of love, letting yourself rest into the support and presence that is always there. Noticing how that feels. Noticing how your heart feels. Noticing how your being feels. Noticing any authentic gratitude or appreciation for anything that you've received here, and letting yourself express that to the divine. Taking a gentle breath, a full breath, allowing your attention to return to your day, knowing that this is always available to you at any time you sense into it, that you can become aware of the firmament under your feet, under your heart, all around you. Amen. Amen.